When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Yeah, it's what happens. And here's the thing, Austin. We failed to give the disclaimer that when Jay Foreman is not here, Austin Orman and I will 100% go down a rabbit hole and never come out.
Correct.
We will go down. As a matter of fact, we will go from that rabbit hole into another rabbit hole to search for other rabbit holes. So we're here at Buffalo Wings and Rings. It's been a great day. We've been here since 10 o'clock, and the great group of folks in here. We want to thank the staff here for working with us today and allowing us to come in. For all the folks who've come, hung out with us, put their name in the box, made themselves available for it. We will pull the four big prizes at the end of the next segment. So just have your ears on, and we'll do that as well. Again, all day long here at Buffalo Wings and Rings, all night. Listen, Mom, you're in the car. Son, you're in the car, and you're hungry. You're driving home, and you're going to drive by stores. Just look at Mom and say, 40% off traditional and boneless wings all day.
Oh, and by the way, you can win free prizes on top of 40% off.
You can win free prizes if you get in the next 20 minutes. The next 20 minutes. I mean, look, that Coors Light dartboard is going somewhere. Right? Somebody's man cave, woman cave, they're getting it. Mm-hmm. They're getting it. So we were talking, again, it's National Wing Day. And I jokingly took us down the path to say that means it's probably National Wingman Day. Mm-hmm. And well, I'm sure there's a day. There's actually a day. I bet you there's a national day for National Wingman Day.
Before we get in back to like the characters, what is the best wingman for a wing? Is it the sauce? Is it a side? Is it a drink? What is the wingman for a wing?
You're not going to like it, but it's sauce.
Okay, that's fine.
You're not going to like it because you're a sauce. you're not a sauce
I'm not
guy.
Saucy.
You're not saucy. But then the argument becomes, because we still can't settle on what's appropriate, ranch or blue cheese. We have not landed. We haven't landed
no,
on that.
We've not.
So, Austin, which one are you? Are you a ranch guy or a blue cheese guy?
Couple dips either. No strong preference.
No preference at all. And the text line, of course, immediately jumped in. Ranch, all. Is that? I thought Midwest America was blue cheese.
Oh, and see, I would have thought Midwest America was ranch.
I don't know. I saw two comedians on the same show totally going opposite ends. Both from the Midwest, one saying ranch was the only way, the other one saying blue cheese.
See, I feel like ranch feels more Midwestern to me, but the fact that you can have either and get away with it tells me the Midwest is just all about it.
Yeah, and he says, okay, so there are purists, there are wing purists who want the wing just as is. Don't want sauce.
Respect.
They don't want dip. Like I got mad love for you if that's the lane that you're in. I'm a member. So my grandmother, God rest her soul, easily the best fried chicken in history, and I will fight you for it. I will fight you over it. Because she was a double dipper in egg and flour. Yeah. Yeah. Respect. And then she taught me a thing when I was older, actually when I was leaving for college. And at the time, my favorite cereal was Captain Crunch.
Okay.
Yep. Captain Crunch.
Your mouth has scars, I'm sure.
Oh, lasered.
Yep.
Lasered from Captain Crunch. Like, you bite into Captain Crunch, and the whole thing was to make. And here is the dance you had to do with Captain Crunch. The exact right amount of milk, and you had to be absolutely dead perfect on the amount of time that the cereal was in the milk. Because if it stayed too long, it was mushy, and it didn't taste good. But if you dipped, if you went too early, you were it was going to feel like you were Edward Scissorhands at the dentist.
This won't surprise you. I'm going to admit to it on air, dry cereal all the way. I eat so slowly that there are no perfect bites of cereal for me. They all get mushy and soggy, and I don't like the experience. So rather than learn to eat faster, I go dry cereal.
Too much milk. Too much milk. And then you have to make the choice of whether to put cereal in and less milk on top of the cereal. Mm. Spreads, evolves.
Yep.
Don't let it sit. It's a whole thing. But she taught me one day. Actually, it was my 18th birthday. And she said, what do you want for your birthday? And she made this incredible pumpkin pie. But she knew I didn't like pumpkin, so she made sweet potato.
Mm.
And she said, what's your meal of choice? And I said, fried chicken. And she said, you know what, baby? It's a special day. I'm going to make you a special fried chicken. And I didn't know what it was, but I walked into the kitchen midway prep, and I saw the box of Captain Crunch cereal. My grandmother, the angel that she is, crunched up the Captain Crunch, dipped the yolk and then into the Captain Crunch, and then fried it. And let me tell you, I ran to the neighbor's house with a plate of chicken. You ain't gonna believe what Grandma did. Because it was the best thing I've ever eaten in my whole life. Captain Crunch fried chicken. And it was just phenomenal. Phenomenal.
That's incredible.
Like, she dipped it, and I saw it, and I did. My brain couldn't register at how this was going to turn out well.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Austin Orman, let me tell you, bro. I went to the neighbor, and then the neighbor's neighbor, and then the neighbor's, and I'm pulling wings, like, here.
You got tried this.
That's how you know it's good. That's how you know it's good.
Is there a better wingman in all of food than potatoes to steak?
Meatballs to spaghetti is pretty close.
Okay. Jelly to peanut butter?
Jelly would be the ultimate wingman in food.
Okay.
Well, salt and pepper.
Tomato soup to grilled cheese.
Pepper.
Salt and pepper.
Here, apparently, it's Cinnabon and chili.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm not sold.
And I'm not a member of that club. Yeah. So just to be fair. Yeah. Well, no. The goat wingman for food is French fry.
Okay. Yeah. That
French,
makes sense.
French fry is the king.
Yeah.
Of all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Or just potato. Potatoes.
Yeah,
potatoes.
Yeah, however.
Like, have you seen the social media, there's like a video of vegetables talking about each other, vegetables
and
fruits, talking about each other, and that the king of, if I asked you who the king of fruit was.
The apple?
The most popular fruit.
Apple?
No.
Tomato?
No. It was hilarious because it was them, and then it had Tomato being mad. Like, how did you get invited to the fruit party?
Sure.
Like, why are you here? Pretty amazing stuff. And then vegetables, it had the same conversation. Watermelon was still trying to figure out, well, wait a minute. How am I not at the party? Like, this is really a thing. I think the text line hit when they said, yeah, you're right, the Iceman and Maverick is pretty good. But the one that I saw was Owen Wilson versus Vince Vaughn. And I think it started with Owen Wilson being the wingman until they got to the house. When they got to the girl's house, it flipped, and Owen Wilson became – Vince Vaughn became the wingman.
Is that the mark of a dynamic duo that you can flip-flop back and forth, or does a dynamic duo deserve and require defined roles?
Well, I think the answer is both because, again, McGuire and Canseco kind of set the precedent for that. Rice and Montana, right? Because in real terms, Pippen and Jordan. Yeah, Pippen's a wingman.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing you can do about it.
Shaq and Kobe?
Shaq and Kobe.
Or are they sidekicks?
Shaq and Kobe. Shaq is Superman. Like, we knew that. Mm-hmm. We knew that. Kobe thought he was Superman. Mm-hmm. No, bro. In that relationship, I'm sorry. Like, Pippen thinks Pippen thought it was all about him. He still thinks it's all about him. Like, truth be told. So I think then we'd have to get into the great Brooke Behringer might be Nebraska's greatest wingman. Because he set the table. He played his role. When he needed to step up, he did. When his dude was excelling, he got out of the way.
Turner Gill with Rozier? Irving Fryer and Rozier?
Fryer. Oh, Irving Fryer, I am sorry. I apologize for even whispering.
Roger Craig?
I apologize. Irving Fryer, don't call me, man. That is not – I would never – those words are never going to come out of my mouth that Irving Fryer was a wingman. That is a especially even as they roll now, like, no, nah, I couldn't do that.
Trying to think through.
Now, here's the thing. Jake is the wingman of the early break.
Oh, yeah.
Jake Sorensen's early, right?
He doesn't want to think about himself that way, but absolutely.
Yeah, he's the wingman.
Yeah. Well, I think Jake has to be. He's tied up and tied down now, you know? Trying to think.
Joe Sakic and Patrick Waugh, yep. Bobby Newcomb and Eric Crouch.
Is Derek Walker the wingman to Keisei Tominaga a couple years ago?
I think that, yes. 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 I can. No. Sam Griesel.
Who's he? Is he the wingman for one or both of those guys?
Both. He was a perfect wingman for both of them. Right? I mean, I'm not wrong.
Yeah, no, you're on to something. Like, I like it.
And trade to Bryce.
Trade to Bryce. Absolutely.
Trey McGowan's to Bryce McGowan. Mm-hmm. Like, it was 100%. Max Anderson, Bryce Matthews.
Max is the wingman.
Yeah.
I mean, you watch Bryce
top
in Texas.
Top pick.
You watch Bryce in Texas. You saw that boy move.
Crowbait, you are just me. Just me. Oh, man. Okay.
Well, the answer is Rico.
Rico is what?
The wingman.
Oh, man. So Crowbait asked the question, who's the wingman, Rico or Nick? And my goodness gracious, that would cause – okay, so Austin, will you put that post up on as a poll on the Ticket account?
Oh, Rico did just text me and say sausage gravy to biscuits.
Way down on the list. Text Rico about who's the wingman between him and Nick. That's what you bacon to eggs, except it might be sausage to eggs. Right? Ooh, yeah. BJ's in the hall from MASH. BJ to Hawkeye. BJ is in could be in the Hall of Fame. He was that good. Because Hawkeye was full on.
All right, tweeted and tagged.
Okay. So, yeah, that's just going to go really well. I just want to point that out. All right, we'll go to break. We'll come back. We'll give away these prizes and close out Old School, set you up for Ticket Week next.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.